The crisis in the Central African Republic started at the end of 2012 when rebels attacked government forces, but it has now turned into a conflict between Christian and Muslim communities. UNHCR spokesperson Adrian Edwards says although in some areas, including neighborhoods in the capital Bangui, people continue to live and work together, atrocities have become frequent.
More than 15,000 people in 18 locations in the northwest and southwest of the country are at present surrounded and under threat from armed groups. These populations are at very high risk of attack and urgently need better security. Although violence has hit all communities in CAR, most of the people who are trapped are Muslims under threat from anti-Balaka militiamen. Areas we're particularly worried about include the PK-12 neighbourhood in Bangui and the towns of Bora, Bua and Bosangoa.
The conflict in the Central African Republic has displaced close to 1 million people. According to the UN Refugee Agency, more than 700,000 people have been displaced within the country, and close to 290,000 have fled to Cameroon, Chad, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and the Republic of the Congo. The World Food Programme, WFP, is providing food assistance to the people in need. Elizabeth Beers is WFP spokesperson in Geneva.
We are continuing to provide assistance to Bosangoa, Bua, Paoua and several villages around. In February, in Bua, we fed 13,000 people. And at the airport, we currently provide ration to 62,000 people. And we are indeed scaling up our operation. Now that the food arrives inside Central African Republic, our concern is regarding the funding for the regional crisis and for refugees.
The United Nations is doing all it can to help promote reconciliation between the communities in the country, says Corinne Momal-Venien, director of the UN Information Service in Geneva.
What we have is an office, Binuka, which has a mandate of helping the government stabilize the country, develop the institutions, and also foster political dialogue between the various communities. And it has a human rights component as well. And of course, the Security Council has asked the Secretary General to send a commission of inquiry on what has happened. And the commission of inquiry's work should serve also to foster reconciliation by putting in a transparent manner what has happened.
In his message to the people of the Central African Republic, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an end to the bloodshed. He warned those who are committing atrocities that the world is watching and they will be held accountable. The Secretary General said the United Nations is committed to help the country recover from the crisis. Derek Mbata, United Nations.